I had played video games for a little bit. It was pretty late, and I was getting up to turn off the light, and 1,000 bandits entered my home, and I engaged my Tetsumatsu Pyokin hurricane kick.
How did they even all fit?
I know. That was the strange question. But I had, because there were so many, but the entryway was so small, I had, you know, like the Battle of Thermopylae advantage.
Hi, everyone.
I might have been a little early on my clap there. Hi, everybody. My dog peed.
Oh.
Just now? Like,
yeah, like an hour ago? Half an hour ago?
Oh, man. It sounds like you earned a special gift. I'm Kyle, by the way.
I'm Joe.
I'm Kendrick.
I jumped right in there.
Guys are so bad at this.
Why are we so bad?
I don't know.
There's a semblance of order in how we do it. Generally, Kendrick or I are first, and then the other person who wasn't Kendrick or I. No, and then you guys go.
Because Joe and I are still, like, technically guests.
We've been guests.
Yeah. The forever guests.
For so long.
I still launch into some random story that doesn't make any sense instead of introducing myself, and I think that's what confuses and scares Mordo. Or Joe.
Yeah.
Mordo. Speaking of Morlocks, which we weren't.
Sorry, go ahead.
What?
You said Mordo, and then I said, speaking of Morlocks, which we weren't, and that was going to lead into something. But I saw an article the other day about, like, the top 7 nostalgic series to watch while you work, because you've, like, already seen them, and you don't really have to pay attention. But it's, like, the first two were enough for me to want to just start watching the first two. And the first one was Batman Animated Series, but the second one was solid. X-Men, and I haven't watched X-Men forever. So I started watching it, somebody was telling me this the other day, but that cartoon has no sense of pacing, like, in the best way. Like, things escalate so fast.
Oh, yeah. Like, the first episode, if we're talking about the same X-Men animated series, it's with, like...
I think this is the only one, like, the one that was on
Fox.
There
were a couple. There were a couple.
It's just called X-Men. Yeah. That's all it's called.
So it's got the intro.
Which one? Is it the one that had the theme song I was just thinking, or the one that's like...
That one.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So that, yeah. Yeah, okay, go on. So, you were describing the first episode.
Yes, so if I remember correctly... The first episode, like the pilot episode, is Jubilee's introduction into the X-Men, which basically starts with her, like, running away from home and getting assaulted by a sentinel, like, immediately.
In a mall.
Yeah, like, right
away. And they just blow everything up. And then, like, Gambit shows up and explodes some stuff and makes, like, the greatest injury noise I've ever heard recorded, because they, like, knock him into a billboard and they're, like, identifying him with their, like, from the perspective of the Sentinel, and they're, like, identifying mutant, and he's laying there, he's just like, ah! You're like, whoa, what? Why did you do that now? Because it's, like, laying there in silence for, like, a minute, and he's just kind of like, ah!
You're making a sound effect.
Yeah,
right? It's getting cut off by Discord. Like,
yeah, whatever sound you're making.
I can't wait for that. You'll have to hear it in the edit, I guess.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing it in the edit, because I'm like, that sound must be interesting, because Discord's like, nah, that ain't a human talking.
Damn.
Yeah, this isn't something a human does with their mouth.
But yeah, man, it scales out like crazy. And then they introduce...
Like, I'm on, like, episode 9, right? Like, I'm on episode 9, and Apocalypse is already in it. It took fucking 30 years for the X-Men movies to get Apocalypse in it.
It did. And you're not... I mean, at least 15, but yeah. And then, like... No, they I forget about that now, because I remember watching it, and like, oh, yeah, okay, this thing's got out of hand. Then reading the comics or hearing... I should say I haven't read the comics much, but, like, reading the transcripts of the comics and stuff is like, wow, they really take their fucking time here, don't they? Like, yeah. Nope, that cartoon just went zero to fuck you.
Yep.
Well, it's like pretty rough, though.
They, like, introduced
the main
Morph.
Animation's pretty rough. Oh, yeah, right away.
Yeah, they introduce Morph and then kill him in the same episode.
Oh, like right off the bat.
And for some reason, Wolverine's, like, super attached to Morph.
Yeah. Well, they have... He actually... Because nobody in Marvel stays dead, he actually comes back in, like, season 2 or later in season 1. I can't remember. But they make, like, a big deal about it. And then he's a bad guy.
Yeah, I feel
because that's how that always goes.
Yeah. Bad guys are just good guys that are dead already.
Yeah.
It was like they put Morph in and they were like, do you guys know Mystique is a character, right? And they're like, oh, shit. Like, we gotta get rid of Morph because Mystique is, like, a female, better version.
I feel like...
That whole...
Go ahead.
No, I say that whole cartoon, at least the first season, felt like the coked out producers were just ahead of the coked out writers, and only people were every now and again keeping them back. Like, guys, have you read the comic? No, man, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's kind of how I feel too. I mean, you talk about like where Cable came in. Like, Cable was like a person from Genosha that like where the mutants were being slaves. Like, the way that you introduce to Cable nowadays, or at least now, is like a time traveling mutant. And like Mystique isn't like someone who was working with Magneto at first. She was working with Apocalypse, and it's like, man, like, I wonder which one had it right. Like, do the movies do it the way that's like kind of more like the comics, or does this crazy ass random show? And it makes me want to go back and watch the Spider-Man series and see like how many discrepancies I didn't realize as a kid, or like differences, you know?
Right, right. Well, I think the animated series was actually much closer, but the point I wanted to make earlier before I forget was that I think Morph was introduced solely into the animated series so that they could kill him to show you that shit was real. I was like, we needed a red shirt to throw off.
Yeah,
that's fair.
And then they're like, well, actually, people liked him, so maybe we explore that for a bit. But I think the animated series actually follows the comic canon pretty closely. Because I remember they introduced Bishop at one point, and then he tries to shoot Gambit in the face, like, the moment he sees him.
As you do.
Well, he betrays the X-Men in the future.
Well, yeah, but also, he's a dirty French-Cajun guy. I'd shoot him.
Well, I mean, that's, notwithstanding.
And they share a border with the Dutch, so, yeah,
I mean, he just looks like he's going to rob you a little. Yeah.
Joe, speaking of things being broken in the X-Men series, let's talk about your toe.
Oh, do we have to?
No.
I mean, we don't.
I thought the X-ray was pretty cool looking, like for someone who'd suffered a major injury. It was there was a lot of bones going a lot of different ways. Oh, sorry, there was two bones going different ways.
It's just the one bone that became two.
I was going to say, the vast majority of those bones looked like they were in perfect working order.
Yeah.
It was really just the one bone that was the main problem, in that it was two bones.
Yeah, that's...
I guess I must have misread the X-ray.
Pretty much it. It's just a bad time.
What was it? A third of your bones are in your feet? Half your bones? Some ridiculous number of your bones.
I don't think it's quite half, but I think, like, there's a lot of bones.
That's like a stupid amount of bones just to make a foot work.
But yeah, since Kyle brought it up, I broke my toe last... Actually, like, almost immediately after our last recording session.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of serendipitous in the opposite way of serendipity.
I had played video games for a little bit. It was pretty late, and I was getting up to turn off the light, and 1,000 bandits entered my home, and I engaged my Tetsumatsu Pyokin hurricane kick.
How did they even all fit in
the... I know, that was the strange question. But I had, because there were so many, but the entryway was so small, I had, you know, like the Battle of Thermopylae advantage. But I mistimed one of them and broke my toe, so I had to kill the rest of them with my hands, which I've been forbidden by my master to do. So,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
For the record, there are 206 bones in your body, 26 are in each foot. So... there are 52 bones in your feet.
So about a quarter.
Yep.
About a quarter. So 25% of your bones are in your feet. And you broke one. So
I think
25.5% of your bones. Since now you have another one.
Well, I didn't lose. Yeah, no, that's I see what you did there. Yeah.
No, you did. You split it. That's how division works.
You multiplied the bones.
Well, no, and then eventually you'll have one less when it heals.
You're basically like a mutant yourself. You're the guy who like makes bone spurs and throws them out like thorns or whatever his name is.
Quill?
I do that in my knee cavity.
Yeah.
Quill,
Kendrick,
Quill.
You've got them extra bones.
I generate bone spurs and then I have to have them launched out by expensive surgery. Oh.
That's decidedly less cool.
Yeah, it's less... That's
oh, it really
less cool.
Sucks. And I think I'm due for another one. My bone spur factory in my left knee is really cranking them out. Ooh.
But, like, you stubbed your pinky toe, right? Which is possibly the worst toe to stub because you can literally do nothing about healing it.
You get to watch.
Yeah.
I feel like the big toe would hurt more.
You can do stuff with the big toe because it's a
bigger
bone.
Yeah, you can fix it. So, basically, when I broke it, I thought it was dislocated from the angle that it was pointing, which was like at a 45 degree in the wrong way, you know? And Tyler was kind enough to take him to the ER, because we couldn't get a hold of anybody because it was fucking midnight. And they were still up. So they dropped, he dropped me off, and they looked at it, and they were like, let's do x-rays. And they do the x-rays. And before they did the x-rays, they're like, it does look like it's just dislocated. Do you want me just to, like, yank on it? See if I can put it back into position? Yeah. And I was like, man, if you want to, because I'm just thinking of, like, bills, right? Because they got to give me the shots. They got to do the x-rays. And I was like, if it's just dislocated.
You got to snort the cocaine.
Yeah, yeah. So they're like, well, let's get the x-rays first. I'm like, okay, that sounds good. And it's a good thing God. They did, because yeah, they're like, right. Yeah, that's fractured. And if we yanked on that, that would have been a big problem.
Yeah, so, you would have been screaming in pain. Jesus.
You'd be crying like, yeah. Like when I broke my...
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
But the, yeah, so then they had to give me like the numbing juice, lecithin or whatever that is. And
cocaine. Yeah,
and that, he just like, he was like, I'm going to give you the shot now, okay? I'm like, all right. And I'm bracing myself. And he inserts it, and he goes, like, straight to the area where the break happened.
My butthole went from a quarter to a dime just now.
Yeah, and it's like...
My butthole is down to a BB size, man.
What yeah, it was just like... It was like fire, because, like, there's the initial sting of the shot, right? Which you always feel, but it sucks. And I hate shots. I'm just like, that sucks. And then it's, like, liquid fire inside my foot, and I started screaming, just like, motherfuck, ma! It's just like, I was not prepared for it. And then he's like, okay. And he did not prepare me that he had to shoot me like three more fucking times. He put that needle in my toe like two more times at least. And each time got like a little bit better because the numbing happens like immediately.
Well, but like, are you sitting there like, can you just fucking yeah, me out? Because this is getting worse. Just, I want to be asleep. Yeah, just,
like put punch the next one into my something. Like into my arm yeah, just and put
punch
me out.
Right in the face.
Yeah. But it was like,
I brought my own whiskey. Can I drink it now?
Like, so, like, he just, there's, like, a... Go ahead, sorry, Joe.
Oh, no. You go ahead.
No, I was just going to... I was going to continue our conversation forward, but I wanted you to be able to finish.
Yeah, well, see, like, it numbed up real fast, and then he just, like... He's like, can you feel this? And he's kind of, like, touching it. I'm like, no. And he, like, kind of pulls on it. He's like, can you feel this? Like, no. And then he just, like... pulls my toe out, and I look at it, and it's like distended farther than it
Why
should
would you
be.
Look at
Because I have that morbid curiosity, man.
You gotta learn. Don't
yeah.
look.
And then he like.
Because that just, image doesn't go yeah. away.
And he just like shifted it and then put it, and he's like, okay, I think we got it. And then they just fucking taped it up right there. And then they did the x-ray again, and they're like, well, you're gonna have to go talk to your orthopedic or whatever that is. I think it's orthopedic.
Orthopedician?
Podiatrist or orthopedist?
One of those. Orthopedist. Foot doctor.
Orthopedist.
And they're like, and he's like, because I don't know what we can do, because it's still kind of at that angle. And the x-rays that you guys saw, that's what it was like after it got fixed.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
And they're like, yeah, you're going to have to talk to your doctor about and find out, like, what you want to do. Because basically, they'd have to pin it for it to be straightened. And I'm like, I really don't want to do fucking surgery. But I know, like...
Oh, don't worry. They don't do surgery. They literally, like, just drill pins into you and then, like, put it... That's what I was going to move on to next, is, like, unhealable weird injuries.
Yeah. I can't imagine that they do any better on the feet than they would have done on my finger. And that's like, well, we could put all these plates and shit in there, but you'd probably be where you're at now with a bunch more metal in your hand. Right. Like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm good, thanks.
My dad had to do that once when he broke his thumb motorcycle, like on a dirt bike. Like, it got so broken, they had to pin it back in if he wanted to ever use it again.
Oh, like, shit.
Oof. Yeah, so he had to walk around with, like, a cast, but the cast had, like, little pins sticking out of it that would catch on stuff. And
that was really awful.
That's the worst.
Yeah, it was like, back in, like, the 90s when, you know, everything was, like... You know, cocaine and back alley surgery, basically.
Right.
Now they could, like, plastic or 3D print stuff, yeah.
3D print you a new thumb. Yeah.
It's been 30 years since then, so we're a little better than we were.
Yeah. But yeah, like, the orthopedist said the same thing. He's just like, yeah, we can't really fix that. Like, the way that that's broken, we can't, like, and the way he described it, he was like, we generally just, like, jam, like, a pencil or something in there and, like, anchor off of that. I'm like, fucking pencil, what? Like, you just stick a pencil into my foot? Do you cut it open first?
It's Wild West with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's all mechanics at this point.
Yeah, and he's just like, yeah, we just jam it in there and, like, anchor it off and, like, but there's nothing to really get, like, a lever on. So there's not really anything we could do. So your foot's just going to be like that from now on.
I mean, as long as it doesn't hurt, because your pinky toe is borderline vestigial, right?
Right. As I like, it's going to help with my balance a little bit. But, like, it's mostly in the same direction that it was before. Like, they're all pointing the same direction.
If it's a little off, it's not... I mean, you'll have to readjust how your body's proprioception works, but you'll get past it. As long as it's functional. If it's a little cattywampus, who's
going to
care?
It's going to be...
You might. Laura might.
Well, me, but, like, yeah, Laura doesn't give a shit. She's just like, I'm glad you're okay.
That was... She's not like, you freak toe means right. that you're getting a divorce right now. You freak!
Freak!
I mean, I have a my index finger on my right hand, my trigger finger, my main finger for all the stuff I use, has been broken and healed wrong. I had to do math in my head real quick. It has been broken and healed wrong longer than my entire life of it not being broken and healed wrong. Right?
Right.
So it still works. I lisp in sign language on my right hand, but it still functions. There are actually some firearms I can't use, unfortunately, because I don't have enough flexibility in my finger anymore. Mm. But I'm still able to operate all the things I need to operate, primarily on vegetables and nose picking.
But keyboard, like, at least maybe it's your keyboard. Toe
and not your finger.
Right, right. Yeah, I am at least grateful for that. The worst part was going up two flights of stairs. Yeah. Crawling, because I'm in, like, shock, right?
Why did you go up the second flight of stairs?
Because I had to get to Laura.
You're just not just like, Laura! Well,
that's the thing, is I have, you know, a one-year-old who is asleep. So I was like, I can't wake Darius. So I'm, like, crawling up the that's second the flight of kid. Stairs, going, Laura! Laura! Laura!
My
I need you!
Come on, Fezzik! And he's getting away like, from me, Fezzik!
Yeah, and she had just fallen asleep, so I'm just, like, crawling up the stairs like a goblin, whispers, screaming, I need your help! And she just, like, rolls out, like, what's going on? What's going on? And I, like, show her my foot, she's like, holy fuck!
Yet again, Joe's audio gets clipped out because he's so loud.
So, here's the question, Joe. When was the last time, and this is not meant to disparage this, but this is what I ask everybody when I get a chance.
Mm.
When was the last time you sustained an arm or hand injury?
Nothing like that, honestly.
Okay.
Like, the last time I got that was when, and I think it was when Danny broke my thumb. Because he just popped it real bad when we were sparring. And it just, like, I noticed it hurt for a really long time. But I never really did anything about it, and it didn't hurt, like, it didn't lose functionality. It's just a little, now it's kind of a little cattywampus, and the knuckle's not quite right. But, like...
For the record, my pinky finally healed after Tyler hit me, but...
Oh, fantastic.
My question was, which is worse, arm injuries or leg injuries?
Leg. For me, leg. For me, it's leg. Like...
Kevin?
I'd have to say arm would be worse for me.
Had both?
I've never broken a bone. I guess I've never really had an arm injury.
I broke my wrist and I was able to function, but when I get like a gout flare up, I feel like I'm gonna fucking die. Like, and that's not even a break. That's just like a terrible thing that happens to your body when you're a trash panda like me.
This is the thing.
I twisted both my ankles, messed up my knees skiing. High school, and it, I don't know, that sucks a lot.
You drove a manual in high school, didn't you?
Yeah, that.
So that's
caused
worse.
A problem.
So did I. I think.
But did you get a leg injury in high school?
Dude, that was more than 2 years ago. I don't remember.
Damaged my ACL. I didn't tear it. I didn't require surgery, but I damaged my ACL in football, and that that was like one of the worst things I've ever had to deal with.
So I say this not to talk about myself, but because this fascinates me. I always want to hear people's opinions on this. We're running out of time, but the thing that I really like is, so I broke my index finger in a sword fight like 18 years ago at this point. Like, shit, that might actually be a right guess. Holy crap, I don't want to think about it. Point
like
is,
we do.
Long time ago, I was a teenager. I broke my finger in a sword fight at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. I was like 14 years old. I just took a shot to the finger I wasn't supposed to take. It was a mistake. My block was too high. Gary's cut was too low. It was supposed to be choreographed. Wasn't choreographed well enough, etc. I didn't realize it was broken. I went in and got it looked at later and realized it was broken after it healed wrong. Okay, so my finger is permanently disfigured. They wouldn't have been able to do much. It's still effective. I can still pick my nose and click the mouse and everything. But also, after that, 5 years after that, I had surgery on my left knee, and I had a bum knee that would lock out from time to time, but I actually had surgery, and I needed a cane to walk around. And I have to say, going from a situation where I had, like, a splint on my finger, and we were thinking it was broken, and so I kind of was careful, but not that careful, versus having a brace on my knee and being unable to move around and hobbling with a cane, I would choose to re-break my other index finger before I chose to put that surgery on my other knee.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, fair.
Somebody parked a little too close to me, and I couldn't shimmy properly, and so I kind of had to, like, crawl across my car like a zombie to get in because I couldn't put weight enough properly to correctly shimmy because they parked 16 inches from my door. Oof. So that's my personal perspective. But it's all, and that's the thing I find fascinating is what experiences people have had and how that changes. It's a fun conversation, and I shouldn't have started it with like negative 2 minutes on the cast.
Yeah.
We can talk about it another time.
Yeah.
Another time. Like, comment, and subscribe. Hit us up on Patreon. Buy our t-shirts and hoodies and mugs and stickers.
Wait. We do actually have t-shirts, mugs, and stickers. We do not have a Patreon, but we can start one.
I can do that.
Yeah, we do. Go check us out. Buy merch, please. I would do a Patreon, but I wouldn't know what to do with the money.
Buy the stuff. Drink. Do that, then.
Yeah, put it in a savings account. Donate it to charity. Who cares?
Put a bird on it.
Figure it out.
Who cares?
All right. Later, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.